All right. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you had a sumptuous lunch. Parang nalagas yung grupo natin. Ang over lunch yata tayo. Nako. Talagang itinapat namin na pagtanghaling tapat ang magsispeak sa atin. Hindi ka talaga kukurap. Okay. Siyempre, we have with us this afternoon Pastor Gilbert Foliente. We are senior pastor in Victory U Belt. We are honored and privileged really to hear from this man. He's been serving many years. Many years. Okay, pero yung pinaka tatak talaga nung naalala ko sa say is really yung na-achieve nila sa Victory Los Baños. His passion for young people is very contagious, especially when they declared that 10% claim nila, hindi pa na-achieve noon, 10% of the student repopulation talaga na-claim nila. And really, when that happened, we saw how that campus was really affected, the whole community was affected. And many leaders, even from those generations that he served in Victory Los Baños, have become church planters, world missionaries, okay? Some of them are your classmates today. Yeah. Pastor Arthur, Pastor Raymond de Guzman. Some of my friends na abutan pang ma-disciple. Ako, nasalipa sila ngayon, si Armand, si Noel. And really, I want you to open your heart. This man is, okay, also our part of our apostolic team right now. Marami po siyang ginagawa, but he was able to squeeze, you know, this time for us to really listen to him. Adesena is also part of our senior prophetic team, Pastor Gilbert. Okay, may night job pa yan. Yeah. But he's married to Kathy and they have two children. I was just with him, okay, with his son Lonzo, okay, and during the Me and My Dad camp, first time ko. And really just seeing him is an inspiration to all of us. Ladies and gentlemen, wala palang ladies dito. You know? Gentlemen, let's give a warm applause for Pastor Gilbert Foliente.
Thank you, Sky. Akala ko magde-deliverance ako eh. Baka may lady mag-amen dito. Tinetest lang kayo ni Sky. Mag-amen. Deliverance na yan. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. It's an honor, it's a privilege to be here. Pagpasok ko kanina, sabi ko, uwi na ako. Ano pa bang ituturo ko sa magagaling na pastor na natin na to? We're talking about, we're gonna be talking about engaging preaching today. So, if you're going to rate yourself, siguro sulat nyo lang kahit dyan lang, rate yourself as an engaging preacher, 1 to 10. 10, the most engaging you are. Self-assessment lang, a little bit, okay? 10, the most engaging you are. 1, the least engaging you are as a preacher. Put that down. Think about that for a moment. Okay, can we do that? Lalabas yung mga may self-assurance, may deception. futuristic. Parang future hope pala yun. Okay, pwede, isulat natin yung iba naman na mababa ang faith talaga. Walang passing score. Basta isulat nyo lang. 1 to 10. If you're done, can you find someone na medyo familiar sa inyo dito sa klase? And then, don't show kung anong rating mo sa sarili mo. Magpa-rate ka sa kanya. Okay, dito sa klase, sino na yung pinaka-feeling mong narinig ka na nag-preach, mag-ano? Go to them and ask them, if you're gonna rate me 1 to 10 as an engaging preacher, what's your rating with me? And then, pwede kayong tumayo kung kailangan yung kakilala mo, yung narinig ka na mag-preach. Narinig mo na sa podcast, okay? Kahit na hindi yung mismong ano, narinig mo na sa podcast. Kung wala talaga yung closest na medyo kilala ka, then you go to them. Siguro ka region mo, medyo mas magkakilala kayo because you're in the same region. And then rate each other. Anong rating mo as an engaging preacher dito sa... Leadership development. Explain mo a little bit, but ganun yung rating mo sa kanya? Parang, bro, but one? Di ba? One lang, kasi ganito ka. Okay. Bakit 10? But ang taas naman ito? Explain mo a little bit why that is. Iba, nag-walk out na, na-offend. Wala mag-walk out, ha? Kung mababa yung in-score sa inyo. And let's try not to flatter or encourage someone. Let's try to be honest. Be honest and helpful. Okay. Are you done? Okay, go back. Go back to your seats if you've gotten your rating. If you've gotten your rating, please go back and be seated. Yesterday. Oh, wait. Okay. Walang bayaran, ha? Wala. Mamaya, lilibre kita. Taasan mo. Tingnan natin, ha? Okay. Okay, please be seated. Okay, sinong gusto mag-share ng score ninyo? Maganda sana, may ganun eh, no? Dito sa part na to, sinong gustong, ito, si Arthur. Arthur, anong nirate mo sa sarili mo?
Mga 6 to 7.
Okay, 6 to 7, ibig sabihin nun, 7, gusto niya, nahihiya lang siya. Ganun yan. Okay, 7. Anong nirate sa'yo ni Adrian?
Mga 8 daw.
8, okay. So, mas maganda, mas conservative yung sa'yo, 7, 8. Jason?
Sa akin, 6
yung personal rating mo. Sino nag-rate sa'yo? Okay, si Alan. Anong rating ni Alan sa'yo?
8 yung rating.
Okay, talagang mababait talaga dito. 6, 8. Okay, dito. Sino dito? Anyone here? Rafi, anong rating mo sa sarili mo?
5.
Okay, anong rating ni Richard sa'yo? 8. Okay. Talagang takot. Parang... tutanggal lang kita ng support. Parang gano'n ang gano'n ang dating. A couple more. Doon sa bandang likod. Alex, anong rating mo sa sarili mo?
6.
And then who rated you? Okay. Dito naman sa bandang likod. Bong, rating mo sa sarili mo? 6. Sinong nag-rate sa'yo? Wala rin. Walang gusto mag-rate sa'yo. Okay. Anyway, what comes to your mind when you hear the phrase engaging preaching? It might be a word, it might be a picture, it might be a phrase. What comes to your mind when you hear that word engaging preaching? Orly. It might be a definition, it might be something you associate, it might be a picture.
The people were actually listening to
you. Okay, the people were actually listening to you. Henry?
Rapport.
Okay, you have a rapport with the people. Anyone else? Richard? You have a connection with the audience. Neil? Okay, you were able to capture the attention of the audience. Okay, dynamic preaching. Relevant. Okay, Alzor? Okay, it's almost like the audience or the people are looking for more when you preach. First thing that we're gonna do is this is staff dev, diba? Alam ko lahat kayo magagaling na mag-preach. And we want an upgrade. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna ask you to find your best preaching and I'm gonna ask you to preach it for 5 minutes. Okay, we're gonna call you, okay? 5 minutes and we're gonna see if you're engaging enough to capture our attention, to be dynamic, to be able to get your shortest, most favorite preaching that you've done over and over. And all of you have been regular preachers, aren't you? Okay, so think about that for a moment. I'll give you a couple of minutes to think through that. Go through your notes. Okay, and we're gonna get feedback from each other, okay? Honest feedback. Pastor Steve was telling us about a book he was writing, And he always does that. Every time he writes a book, he sends to some of us according to the expertise of some of the apostolic team. And he would always say, I want your brutal, honest feedback. I don't need encouragement. I'm already encouraged. How many of you here are already encouraged? Wala masyado. I-encourage namin kayo mamaya. Then the brutal feedback would come. Okay? But that's how we get help if we want the best out of what we do. We get it from feedback from people who really love us the most. Okay? So, okay? Ready? How many of you are ready? May ready na ba? Raise your hand. Any brave soul who wants to volunteer? Okay. Any brave soul you want to volunteer? Okay. Is there anyone you want to volunteer from this class? Na feeling nyo talagang engaging preacher na matutuluan tayo, maglearn talaga tayo? I'm gonna need your timer, Pastor Ana. Pastor Sky. 5 minutes. If the 5-minute timer is done, then that's it, whether you're finished or not. It should be a whole preaching. Okay? A whole preaching from start to finish. You've made your point, and then you do it. Okay? Okay. Meron to. Si Pastor Sky. Biglang na-motivate eh. May reward to. May reward. Okay. O, sino ang gusto nyong i-volunteer? Ito tinuturo. Ito si Joseph. Nag-campus ministry ka, di ba? So you've done this in campus ministry. So medyo sanay to. So pwede to. Pwedeng mag-sample. Okay. Si Joseph from Victory Vegan. Palakpakan natin. May nag-volunteer. You ready, Joseph? Let's do this. Okay, kakasal pa. So talagang ano to, inspired pa to. Okay. Okay, Joseph, let's go. Dito. Meron ba nag-preach sa upuan? Dito yan. Okay, just tell us when you're ready and then you go. While somebody's preaching here, here's the kind of feedback we want. We want to give a feedback. First, the good things that he did, of how engaging he was, of how he engaged you as an audience preacher, and then some of the things that he needs to improve on. Okay? Palakpakan natin si Joseph. Okay, Joseph? Kayo mag-alala, sanay si Joseph sa mga feedback na ganyan.
All right. Good morning, everyone. We'll have our new series today entitled Simple. So this would be our discipleship series for this year. For some of you are asking, discipleship? So what's that? It's religious, not for me. Maybe who among you here, you felt you're simple, a simple guy. Maybe you're here, you think you're not that special, you're just simple, so inisip mo, I'm not that full-time, like not pastor. Hindi ako tulad ni Pastor Bong. Napaka-special niya. Or maybe you're here, you're thinking, I'm not that good in, Bible. Discipleship is not for me. Ang alam ko lang, John 3:16. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mali pa. Parang or I'm not good in prayer. Maganda. But if you feel that way, you're simple, this series is for you because discipleship is simple. Actually, in Mark 1, 17-18, Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And immediately they left their nets and followed him. Discipleship is about three things. First, follow Jesus, fellowship with believers, and fish for people. That's simple. Fa, fe, fi. Follow Jesus, fellowship with believers, and fish for people. Say with me. Fa, fe, fi. So, discipleship is simple. You don't say follow. It's follow, right? That's why fa fe fi. Discipleship is
simple. Ilang minutes pa meron? 3.5. So, you did 1.5. Sayang naman, you could have expounded on the points. But thank you, Joseph. Palakpakan natin si Joseph. Any comments on that? What are the good things Joseph did? Okay. He was on time, in fact, under time. Okay. Mas maganda undertime kaysa sa overtime. Parang sabi ni Alzor, you want to hear more. Parang ganun yun. So engaging in that sense na, I want to hear more. I want more. So, Alzor. Okay, may, kita mo, may excitement, may fire, may passion. Anyone else? Yes. So at first, he was able to engage the audience because he was asking questions. Sometimes questions are good. He was able to allow the audience to participate. Ano pa? He was using sense of humor a little bit. This, so nakagamit siya nun. Points for improvement. Points for improvement. Meron ka, Sky? Ha? Yes. Yes. Yung eye contact. I know, medyo biglaan. I'm sure pagdating doon. But that's the beauty of an upgrade, though. Practice is so much better here. When you're good at practice, you're gonna be good at the actual game. So it's good to be able to, kahit kinakabahan ka, kasi there will be times talagang kinakabahan tayo, di ba? Pinagsalita ako sa apostolic team, sa spam, parang bakit ba ako? Bakit leadership development pa? Lahat tayo may darating sa time na kakabahan ka. You speak in a world conference, iba-ibang level yan. But kahit na kinakabahan tayo, we must be able to have eye contact with people and look confident even if you're not. Kahit na sa loob-loob mo, Lord, I'm so intimidated. Pero yung tingin mo, parang, yes. Akala mo, alam mo yung sinasabi mo na we're gonna talk today about. So, eye contact's very important. What else? Any more? Again, siguro, and this is one of the things about engaging preaching that we have to realize. I've learned this from Pastor Stevie. Said, a good preacher, which I think is a good engaging preacher, should be able to preach a sermon in 2 minutes or 2 hours. If you're here and they said, sorry, the program got longer, you only have 2 minutes to preach, you would be able to preach the same power, the same thing you want to convey in 2 minutes. If they say, well, we have 2 hours, it's a Nigerian preaching style, Nigerian service, preach for 2 hours and you'll be able to do it whether it's 2 minutes or 2 hours, and it has the same impact. And so that's why we if we want an upgrade, we want to be able to learn how to do engaging preaching in 5 minutes and do that, okay? Sino pang gusto nyong i-volunteer? Anyone else? You want to volunteer? Si Arthur. Okay, si Arthur daw. Palakpakan natin si Arthur. Okay. Pag hindi kayo nag-volunteer, kayo yung mapavolunteer. So, unahan nyo na. Okay, Arthur.
Sige. Ayan, good morning. And yeah, good afternoon na pala. I'm Arthur. And I'm asked today to share a short message. 5 minutes lang daw. And before I start, meron ako ditong goodies in front. And I'm a generous person. I want to share this with everyone. But the catch is, you need to get it in front. And you need to get it in the next 30 seconds. 20. 15. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so I think everybody wants to have one, pero ba't kokonti lang ako kumuha? May ilan lang konti. Sa tingin ko, 5 lang eh. Di ba? What happened? Medyo nahihiya ba kayo? Ayaw nyo, okay. Maaaring tinitingnan natin, parang meron din naman ako yan. Okay, baka naman kunin ni Arthur, itago niya. Alam niyo, when it comes to God's blessing, His provision is unlimited. It's there. But sometimes we are hindered nung sarili natin. Ayokong lumapit. It's uncomfortable. I don't want to go out of my comfort zone. If God wants to bless me, ilalapit niya sa akin. He's gonna give it to me. But I want to share to us today that when God tells us to do something, it puts us in the position to receive the blessing. Yes, God wants to bless you. But there are times God wants you to go out and take it. There's a story in the Bible in Genesis 12, verse 1 and 2. God talked to Abraham saying, sabi ni God kay Abraham, he told him, ipaparaphrase ko na lang, go leave your country in your father's household and go to the land that I will show you. God promised Abraham he will be a blessing, he will be blessed, he'll be protected. Wherever he goes, God will be with him. But he needed to go. Si Abraham, he was old. Meron na siyang family. God told him to go to the land he will show him. Kahit hindi siya umalis, nandun yung land. Flourishing with a lot of inhabitants. But he needed to go. Out of his comfort zone, he needed to walk and go there. Kung di siya nag-obey, the blessing is there. Mag-obey siya, he will receive his inheritance. So what did he do? He left and obeyed God. And I believe we have different promises we're holding on from God. It could be a blessing, a breakthrough. But the question is, what is God asking you to do? And your obedience puts you in a position to receive that blessing. Ayan. Let's bow our heads and pray.
Sky, how many more time? How much more time hit does he have? 1:40 pa. I mean, how many of you know that's a complete message right there? 1:40. So he had 3:20 of preaching a whole message. 3:20. So under time. So good yon, under time. Palakpakan natin si Arthur ulit. Good things he did. Any comments? Good things he did, Jason. Okay. Gumawa siya ng object lesson that is really connected to what he wanted to say. Minsan, yung ibang object lesson, illustration, parang parang ano daw, boy pick up yung dating, di ba? Parang walang connection. Ito may connection. Okay, so that was good. He got our attention with his introduction. What else? Okay. Pag tiningnan mo, hindi na siya talaga tumingin sa notes. It was internalized. The message was internalized. It was something that he knew. Kahit na anong gawin, he knew what he was talking about. What else? Anything else? The flow of thought was good. From the introduction of the object lesson to a question that he asked to the verse that he read and to wherever he wanted to take to the main point. You got the main point. Yung obedience mo puts you in a position to receive the blessing of God. You got the preaching. And it's a whole flow of thought. What else? Anyone else? He had good movement. Tama lang, hindi nagmamadali, tumingin dito, tumuro. Sabi niya, kailangan pumunta dito, pumunta siya dito. When he said, you need to move, he moved. He did that. Anong points for improvement? Ano bang points for improvement? Wala. Wala na. Perfect. Okay. You could have improved on the landing. Diba? Meron pang 1:40. So kung may mas smooth na landing that would move hearts or challenge people because you're talking about being in a position to receive the blessing of God, a time to minister, a time to encourage people, that would have been good. Okay, last one. Sino pang gusto natin i-volunteer? Okay, si Fidel daw. Okay. Palakpakan natin si Fidel. 5 minutes. Okay, Fidel. Ito, mautak eh. Parang si Pastor Ed lang eh. Tulak ng tulak.
I volunteer him. Ikaw na lang, bro. Kinakaban ako pag ganito. Parang hindi ako makapag-preach ng maayos eh. I wanna share to you all about, sinare ko ito sa wakana sa youth. I wanna share to you all about vision for marriage. Sino sa inyo who you want to get married one day? Si Joseph lang yun. And here is the thing. A picture of a marriage, a good picture, a beautiful picture of marriage someday will determine how you live your life today. When you hear, nasubukan niyo na bang nanonood ng, the first time you watch this, the 3D movie, yung sumunta kayo sa cinema, and then it was your first time, have you ever recalled that? O baka hindi niyo pa na-experience manood ng 3D. I vividly recall, you know, we went to Tarlac, nagkaroon kami ng staff meeting there, and si Pastor Mark, Pastor Edwin, then trinit kami going in the cinema. And then the first time we walk into the cinema, it was my first time then, and ano man yung movie before, it was Avatar. Who may you watch Avatar? Yeah. And the first time I watched that Avatar, parang hindi ko masyadong na-appreciate yung, parang hindi naman maganda, kala ko maganda yung 3D. But then when I put yung 3D glass, and all of the sudden, bigla na lang akong umiiwas ng ganun kasi feeling ko natatamaan ako. Alam mo yung ganun, parang wow, napakaganda pa nilang 3D, parang I feel like I'm in there in the scene of that Avatar thing. And the thing here is that the same thing when you talk about relationship, you talk about relationship, sex or marriage, it has something to do on how you view marriage, something that's so beautiful that it would determine how you live your life here today as you go forward into that. The Bible says in Genesis, and even the during the time of creation, after 7 days, or every time that God created, what God created is good and beautiful. And even the Bible says in the New Testament, it says there that the will of God is good, is... Tulungan niyo naman ako. Pleasing. And perfect, yun. Yun ang ibig sabihin. And something, when we talk about marriage, is something so beautiful. And today, I want to share to you 3 beautiful vision about marriage that we have to look forward to. The first and foremost is that, ang marriage is that it is a covenant relationship. Everybody say, a covenant relationship. We talk about covenant relationship. For us to understand a covenant, we have to understand contract first. And most of us here, you understand, we naintindihan natin yung kontrata. That is an agreement of 2 person. That pag lumabag ang isang party, that means it's a breach of contract. It is the other way around. The opposite of contract is what we call covenant. That even the one, the covenanter who will do the agreement, even the one party, the other party would break the agreement, is still the promise. Remains the same. And you know what? No man could ever make a covenant. It's only God. And when we put God at the very center of our relationship, it will never be broken. And even though sometimes there are rough times when it comes to our relationship. Just like in wedding, meron tayong tinatawag na yung cord. That the cord of 3 strands will not easily be broken. It's just like this. It's just like you, then yung partner mo, then the Lord Jesus Christ will be at the very center of your relationship. That no matter what it takes, your relationship will last forever. Second thing is that the good picture about marriage is that what we call a marriage is one flesh relationship. It is a one flesh relationship. That the Bible says that whatever God joined together, it will never be separated. Kaya ang daming mga annulment ngayon, ang daming mga divorces. But that's not the intention of God in our lives. God wants this relationship to become as one flesh. And lastly is that relationship or marriage, a picture of beautiful marriages. Marriage is all about, kalimutan ko na. Marriage is all about one flesh relationship. Ano yung una? It's a covenant relationship. Pangalawa, marriage is a picture of... this is the last one. It's a one-flesh relationship. Then lastly is that it is a picture of God's love to us. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. Marriage is all about... It's not... It's something about taking about the love of God and putting it into our hearts. It's the way how God loves the church. Ano bang klaseng pagmamahal ang binigay ni Lord sa church? He died for the church. It is what you call unconditional love, that there is forgiveness. Always remember, a beautiful picture of marriage is this one.
Thank you, Fidel. Okay, any good comments, good things he did? Anyone? Okay, yung modulation ng voice, alam niya kung kailan magpa-power, alam niya kailan hihina, alam niya kailan yung movement was good gestures and movements. He was really connecting to the audience. What else? Okay, naka-smile all throughout. So gusto mo mag-smile all throughout. What else? He had a good introduction illustration that really pulled me in. Yung 3D, because, and then couple that with a good power line, introduction power line. Yung a good vision for marriage will determine your decisions for today and how you live your life today. And then there's an illustration. That's powerful. I really thought that was powerful. Any points for improvement? Yes. Ah, okay. L3D. Paano yun? Sige nga, ano nga? The 3Ds of marriage. Number one, divorce. Diba? Number two, delay, discord, dead. Death to self. Yun, pwede yun. Pinahirapan mo naman. Masyado kang nag-dedicate kay Pastor Winston. Okay. Ano pang improvement? I think, anyone else? Points of improvement? Transition statement could improve a little bit more. There's power in a good transition statement. From the introduction, when he talked about the 3D, going to the word, if there's a powerful transition statement that you know would transition to the preaching, I would have improved it a lot. While he was talking, diba, he internalized the message. I love that. Pero pagdating sa third point, and this is where, mamaya I'll talk about the first question. This is where I think sometimes problematic for me yung three points na may three sub-points, 5 points, 10 points. Kasi kung tayo mismo nalilimutan natin, how much more the people who heard it. And I just learned this from Jay, our communications director. Sabi niya, an average person receives 1,000 messages every day. And if you add your 3, 4, 5 points, and then somebody ask, anong preach ni Pastor? Alala ko yung dalawa, yung pangatlo, hindi ko maalala eh. I mean, think about that. Kasi ganyan ako dati. Minsan, yung preach ko last week, I'm gonna be dito, pag pina-talk yung preach nyo last week, minsan hindi mo rin maalala. Kau na yung nag-preach, ha? Ano pa yung narinig lang yung preaching mo? Diba? And then, eto na yung buhay natin. Halang sandali, titingnan ko yung notes. Kung kailangan pa natin tumingin sa notes natin, then it did not really stick to us. Now, a preaching is something that we don't want people to look at their notes to. If it's gonna be effective. Yung parang, paano nila maiisa pamuhay yung preach mo? Kung kailangan, sandali, ha? Magdunting lang ko muna yung notes ko para dito. It should be something that would stick to them. Let me start teaching and then we'll do a lot more of that later on. Si Jason yung next. Okay, pagbalik natin sa break natin, si Jason. So palakpakan nyo ng advance pala. Atay ka, Jason. Ang lakas mo, ha? 3D dapat, 3D. Okay. Let me start with attitudes. Three very important attitudes in preaching. Ezra chapter 7 verse 10. Three dito. Three attitudes, so three A's. si Ezra, you know, has been the contemporary of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was the one who rebuilt the wall. And then later on, Ezra came and he was the one who restored the devotion of the people to the law of God. And he was the one who preached and teached during that time. Ezra chapter 7 verse 10. There's a lot more we can learn from Ezra as a teacher of the law and a preacher. But in verse 10, for Ezra had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law, of the Lord and teaching its decrees and laws in Israel. Ezra had been a very effective teacher, preacher of the word because of the three attitudes that was mentioned here in verse 10. Number one is the attitude of learning. He devoted himself to the study. He was devoted to study. In other words, he's got an attitude of, I want to learn. I have not considered myself yet to have arrived. That's what Paul said in Philippians. I not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. And I hope as preachers, you are some of the most experienced preachers that we have in this movement. But I do hope we never get to the point where we're so experienced we don't need to learn anything anymore. I hope we don't get to the point where we've arrived. I hope we always try to learn. Be a perpetual learner. There's always something we can learn from somebody. You know, that's why I love teaching preaching in the School of Campus Ministry, because a lot of times I learn some things from them. It's not just me teaching them. I learned some things. There are times that they would share something so powerful. I said, I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get what you did. And many times I do that. Every time I would go to a conference, every time I would hear a preacher, I would always try to hear two things. Number one, I was there to hear what God is speaking to me, because I want to apply the word. But second, I want to hear what God is teaching me through the preacher. What can I learn from the preacher? What are the good things that the preacher did? Every time I hear a podcast, Andy Stanley, Tim Keller, Stephen Furtick, whoever I listen to, Pastor Steve, Pastor Rice, I'm always thinking, Lord, I want to learn as a preacher. What are the good things they did? I go sit with Pastor Paolo, Pastor Ariel, Pastor Nixon, Pastor Paul. What are the good things I can get from them? It's just a never-ending learning, an attitude that says, I want to learn. What are some of the ways that we can do to continually learn as an engaging preacher? Ano yung mga pwede natin gawin when we talk about attitude of learning? What are practical steps that we can do to continually learn? Okay, study and read. Okay, the more books you read, the deeper you get. Minsan, yung ibang young preachers would ask me, Pastor, wow, where'd you get that? Because I've been preaching for 22 years. And many times, siguro on an average, 2 preachings per week for 22 years. There's a lot of study, there's a lot of things. So you can draw out from there. Minsan, wala sa notes, parang meron silang notes. Saan mo kinuha yun? Mas marami ng wealth eh. Kasi maraming readings, maraming study, maraming narinig. So the more wealth you have of knowledge, the easier it is to get and fish from there. Okay, read and study. Okay, Pastor Paul Barker is the one who said, invest. If this is gonna be our lifelong career, how many of you feel like this is your lifelong career? Tingnan mo, Pastor Sky, baka yung iba hindi pa sure. Okay, picturean mo. Kung lifelong career natin dito, dapat nag-i-invest tayo. Amen? Invest in books, invest in a lot of stuff, software, tools, resources to study. I recently bought a software resource, 50,000. I invested on that. And I've been preaching for 22 years, but I still need it. There's still a lot of things I do not know. And I put in the money because it's an investment. Hey, ano pa? Study, read, what else? Get feedback. Now, I hope, yun yung isang ginagawa sa School of Campus Ministry, that I hope even us as senior pastors, we do have a culture like that. Yung get feedback, it's not only that you're open for feedback, you solicit feedback. You embrace it and you ask for it. I hope bawat preaching natin, meron tayong a few key people in our congregation that you've given permission and you've asked, give me feedback. Brutally honest, don't encourage me. Yung sinasabi ni Pastor Steve. Don't, as as pastors, I hope we know how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Amen? Parang si David, he strengthened himself in the Lord. Sana hindi na tayo kumukuha ng most of our encouragement sa tao. We get our encouragement from God. We get our encouragement from peers, from our team. But there should be people that would be brutally honest to tell us. Hey, Pastor, that illustration, it didn't fly. Pastor, hindi ko naintindihan talaga yung preaching nyo. Ang haba pero wala akong nakuha. Meron bang nagaganon sa atin? Sakit pero talaga. But that would make you a better preacher. Unless you hear those stuff, you're always thinking, ang galing ko. Eh, alam nyo, how many of you know our congregation loves their pastor? Especially dito sa Victory. We're so blessed to be in Victory, right? Because our congregation loves us. Laging kahit na alam mong, meron sa inyo ba dito yung feeling mo, ang palpak na ng preaching mo, may lalapit pa, pastor, ang galing. So don't let that get into your head. Don't take that too seriously. Get people who would really tell you. Hey, ano yung kailangan mo improve? So, get feedback. Ano pa? What else can you learn? Listen to yourself. May podcast na ngayon. Minsan, ganun ako. Hala akong galing. Okay, parang namang nag-respond yung tao. Then I listen to a podcast. I want to remove the podcast. Pwede bang paki-edit? 5 minutes na lang itira mo. Di ba? I got a good 5 minutes there, but the rest of the 30 minutes, bad. So, listen to yourself. Get into the discipline of listening to yourself. Eh, sana, kung hindi man once a week, once a month, listen to a podcast that you have. Yung feeling mong you did not do well. Yung medyo feeling mong, wag ulit-ulitin yung talagang feeling mo home run. Ang ulitin mo, ang pakinggan mo, yung parang palpak yata yun. Nahirapan ako. How many of you sometimes feeling mo ang hirap ng preaching? Nangyari na ba sa inyo? Parang ikaw, parang buti na lang, tapos na. Yun yung pakinggan mo, listen to yourself. What else can we do when we learn? Observe others. And keep learning from others. Somebody said, recently I learned this, 1 year, 2 years ago, and I thought it was very powerful. He said, as preachers, we are artists. Has that ever occurred to you? How many of you here feel like you're more really artistic or naturally artistic kayo? Raise your hand. Naturally artistic. Raise your hand. Wala. Okay. Isn't that interesting? Ayan, si Arthur. Okay. Isn't that interesting? We never see ourselves as artistic, and yet preaching is really an art. Okay? In other words, we're artists. Why? Bakit? Yung painters. How many of you here may kilala kayong painter? Diba, pag nagpe-paint ka, there's a concept in your head and you're trying to put it in a painting so that people would, so that you would convey your message through a picture. Isn't that what we're doing as preachers? We have concepts in our heads. And what we try to do is we want to create pictures in the heads of people that convey the message, but we're not using paintbrushes, we're using words. And we're painting something. So observing and learning, lahat ng artists, from a painter to a musician, lahat yan pag tinanong mo, where did you get your genre of music? Where did you get, sino yung major influence mo? Diba? May laging ganon, merong major influence. So tayo ang tanong, sino yung major influence mo sa preaching? That's what you observe and continually observe. So from time to time, I listen to people who are different from me. I still learn. But most of the time, I listen to people who's got major influence in the way I preach. Yung katulad ko, yung flow of thought, mas pareho. Yung delivery, mas pareho. I love Pastor Joey's preaching every time I would hear. But we're very different. His flow of thought, his the way he delivers, the way. So I listen to him from time to time, but I listen to Pastor Steve more because I can relate with the flow of thought. I observe, I learn. So again, for us, if we want to continue learning, and we need to observe the people that has a major influence in our preaching. Hey, there's no such thing as I'm a preacher, I'm on my own. Lahat tayo merong major influence. And sad to say, a lot of preachers today, hindi nila naintindihan yon. So kung anong magandang preaching ng kahit kanino, kinukuha nila. So yung bato ng preacher na isa na ang galing, kinuha lang nila yung preaching, pag bato nila, it's a dud. Parang, tapos nagtataka sila, bakit ganun? Pareho lang kami ng preach. Because you're very different. Okay? Observe from someone that could be a major influence in your preaching. A attitude of learning. Second, attitude of obedience. The man is the message. If we're talking about a message that's internalized, we have to live that message first. He said he was devoted to the observance of the law. He was not just devoted to study, he was devoted to obey it. And the power, most of the time, of our preaching, mamaya pag-uusapan natin principle of power and form. But the power, most of the time, comes, mamaya pag-uusapan natin, but one of the main sources of power is when you are the message. Iba, narinig nyo na siguro yung illustration about this young preacher wanting to learn from this powerful old preacher, and he went there, and there was this one particular powerful sermon. Lumapit siya, sabi niya, "Sir, that was one of the most powerful preachings I've ever heard. Sir, I want to learn from you. I'm a young preacher. Can you tell me, please, how long did you prepare that sermon?" What did the wise old preacher say? "All my life." Because the preaching was born out of an attitude to obey the word. Okay? That's Ezra. Third attitude is the attitude of selflessness. He devoted himself to teaching the decrees and laws of Israel. See, when you're devoted to teaching, the focus is not you, the focus is the people. Hey, that's so different than a lot of preachers today. Preachers today, and I know all of us, I can speak for myself, but I'm sure some of you could relate. It was sometimes we think our preaching is about the response of the crowd to us. Alam niyo, naalala ko nung I was a younger preacher, pagka mga young people mas responsive eh. So pag responsive, I really feel good. And then I get to Sunday, I get to older people, and I get to older crowd, and I get to Ford, and I get to preach in Western culture na hindi as responsive as the younger people. And sometimes you don't feel good about it. Why? Because sometimes we feel it's about our performance. But it's not about our performance, it's about the people. Are they getting it? Are they being changed by your preaching? It's not about how many likes you get baka nag-post ka ng power line. Hey, ilan ba sa inyo tumitingin? Ilan ba nag-like? Ilan ba yung nag-ano? Ilan ba yung... It's not about how many downloads you've got for your preaching. It's about the people. Are they being changed by it? So the attitude is selflessness. It's not about how many followers you've got or how many people after your preaching na lumapit, "Pastor, gabi, powerful." Kahit nawala, it doesn't really matter. Because it's not about you, it's about the people. That's the attitude. Okay, so we'll start with that. We'll take a 10-minute break. Tama, no? 10-minute break. And then come back and hear Jason. Hindi na makakapag-break to. Tingin ka. May 10 minutes ka para mag-aral. Okay.